Fire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are reaching you live from our audiovisual studios on Etimiyan Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I am Sheriff Quadri. Feel free to watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube right now, because we're about to get into the last hour of our show this morning. It's called Health Thursday. Every Thursday, we bring you conversations around health and health-related matters. And Health Thursday is here to do just that this morning as well. So feel free to join our conversation on Facebook and on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. It's even better if you subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can get the notification anytime we come on online on YouTube for our live stream, okay? You can also like our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 99.3, and we'll be able to, you know, anytime we're live on Facebook as well. Okay, now let's get going. Earlier at 5 a.m., we started a conversation. In fact, we had wanted to do this topic last week or last 2 weeks, yeah. So we've had it in mind to do this. And that's because someone raised this over a month ago. And the person said we should talk about post-infidelity stress disorder, PISD. And when he or she mentioned it on WhatsApp, I read it and I was like, what is this? Is this a thing? Because it was new to me. I'd never heard it before, right? So immediately I did a search and I found out that, this thing is real. When the person responded, I said, yeah, it is real. I said, okay, now that we know that it is real, I am curious. I am very much curious right now. I have to know what this is about. So we're here today to talk about this. And earlier at 5 a.m., you all heard what quite a number of people had to share about their experiences when it comes to PISD, even though everybody never knew that there was anything like that. We just call it heartbreak. Oh, well, it's heartbreak, right? But there's also, you know, a name to it. I'm going to be having two guests on the show, but right now we have Dr. Mustafa Toyin Sanbe on the show. He's a clinical health psychologist. He's a retired principal clinical psychologist, Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba, and presently the university counselor, Summit University, Ofa, North Central Zone of Nigeria. Dr. Toyin Sanbe, good morning to you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you. Good morning, listeners. I'm indeed very good to be around.
Thank you. We are honored to have you here, sir. Post-infidelity stress disorder. What... what can you tell us about this, sir?
Thank you very much. Post-infidelity stress disorder can be seen as psychological distress disorder, which occurs as an aftermath of sexual betrayal or infidelity. And we will quickly clarify that this does not happen only in marital concerns. We should look at it that infidelity can happen in unmarried adults with committed non-marital relationships that experience infidelity. Precisely, infidelity stress disorder.
Right.
Is a dynamic. And the effect can be emotional, self, you know, relationship, partners, concern, cognitive issues, behavioral issues, irritability, so many psychological stress, and life can be likened into post-traumatic stress disorder. The stages of grief and grieving, you know, it is a gamut of issues and concerns. I want to pause there. Thank you.
We'll get to that point exactly. But Doc, apart from, you know, it being a relationship thing, Is it also possible for someone to be susceptible to it? Could there be an underlying factor that could warrant someone being susceptible, someone being easily a victim of PISD?
Yes. Reason being that it can have an underlying concern, like personality dynamics.
Oh.
Issues that knowing that psychopathology has been pinned down to having biological components. Okay? Let me give you an example. For a family that has a history of mental illness, there is more likelihood that one member of that family will come down with one form of mental illness or the other. It is only going to be the environmental factors or psychosocial support,
right,
or learning and education and social skills that will save that individual from eventually breaking down. Let us now look at it from another angle. If you don't get into the river or into the battery, you may not get well. Now let me let you fully know that psychological injuries are not necessarily contagious. They can be infectious. In other words, you know somebody who had a distress, you will have the feeling because it is emotional wiring. I don't know if you get the point.
I'm following, sir.
Let me make it even more pedestrian. If somebody is having party next door to you,
okay,
you may turn it and say you are not invited.
Hmm.
But if somebody dies next door to you equally, if even you are not related, because you are a human being, because it is infectious.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine the loss, you too, you feel, if even you can't cry, if even you can't say, you can't go to them and say you are sorry, you feel sorry with me. And that is why at any time that I have these golden moments like this, say psychological injuries can last a lifetime and may never be.
It appears you just answered, one of the questions I have here outlined about whether people...
Your question. You know, I'm not privy to your question. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Because I was going to ask whether, what's the difference between moving on and healing? When people say, I've healed from this heartbreak now, or I have moved on. Are these the same thing? Especially for someone who had suffered PISD, can they heal? Can they move on, or is just going to be latent somewhere in their brain? It's not gone anywhere, but it's just there, sitting there.
Moving on is different from healing, and healing transcend moving on. Okay? Just that in the process of healing or grieving that Kubler-Ross said on, the stage of healing that of acceptance, facing the reality, similar to what we call Boshe Wadiye.
Doctor, you know what we're gonna do, sir? Let's call you back. The network is not exactly clean, and I feel that quite a number of people are missing out on our conversation already. So let's try and call you back. Perhaps we'll get a clearer signal. Otherwise, we may even have to try WhatsApp call. Perhaps that will even be clearer. Would you prefer WhatsApp call, sir?
Not be truncating, because WhatsApp call to me, see, cutting in between.
Okay, so
whichever way you want to go, I'm here for you.
Let's try call you back on this again. And see if it's clear enough. Then would continue. Otherwise, we would have to find another way to get you back. Dr. Sobe will rejoin us any moment now. We're still waiting for Mr. Wemi Moore to join us on the show. Hopefully, he'll be able to make it here before we wrap up on the conversation this morning. I'm already enjoying, you know, that conversation, really. Honestly speaking, he's saying some things there. It's really making sense to me, honestly. Dr. Sobe, good morning to you. Let's hear you now. Let's see if we can hear you clearly.
How are you? Good morning.
Okay, I think we can manage this. You were saying before the interruption that Boshe Wanye, like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, please conclude on that, sir.
Yeah, the idea about Boshe Wanye is just a way of trying to move on. But when you now accept, having validated that, hey, life is beyond this. Before this person and I got into a relationship, I was. And now, is it? She has gone. Where do I want to be? I can move on. I have to accept reality. This is the stage of acceptance. Is the stage where you are self-accepting and communicating with yourself honestly and developing adaptive coping strategies. It's different from just moving on. Sometimes when you are moving on, the tendency for you to even be seeing the images of anybody that is looking like that partner is high. I don't know if you can see the difference.
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
But that does not mean that it cannot be in the subconscious, that it can always be back. We don't have authority over that to a certain extent, except we apply what we know as spirituality component of treatment or moving up into the higher level of psychological treatment that is regarded as meditation. You take yourself out of what is mundane.
Okay.
So what is it? Something like what on the street we call kinifoku. In other words, what is the core? What is the essence? This person had done this. Yes. You now start cognitively restructuring, adjusting your thoughts. What is the stress that I am going through? Why am I putting myself in this stationary marking time mode? What should I be doing with myself? All these things will elicit cognitive restructuring to face a reality. In other words, we engineer the thoughts and thinking, providing solutions to all these issues. I'm not going to pretend that it is easy to lose anything.
Right.
Stop now.
Right.
But we are not going to do it as algorithm. We need to unbatch it.
Right.
That is the position of psychology. You don't come with your gamut of talent and now we feeling that we demonstrate understanding and walk through such individuals.
Dr. Sabe?
No, that psychology and psychological intervention is not about psychopathology alone. Psychology is about flourishing, making somebody who can do well to do better. So thank you.
Have you had to deal with a client before a patient before on this particular issue, because we're going to open the telephone lines for a moment for people to share their experiences, you know, with us.
In fact, while I was working on the campus of the university, and I saw guys milling around, you know, at a tap, fetching water, and I got the joke. And I saw one of them who was just smoking. Then I said, oh, why are you just looking at if you have a breakfast? You know, breakfast is equal to, you know, heartbreak.
Heartbreak, yes.
Or something, you know, and coincidentally, the guy was going through infidelity concerns. Maybe that he had heard he had invested in time, energy, and a little token that he had.
Right.
He's caught with another guy. And he felt, wow, this is terrible after all I've been doing. So it can be a really sickening or saddening, you know. It depends on who feels it. Allow me to learn from or borrow from Bob Marley. Who feels it knows it all.
Right.
It.
Right.
So that's the way. It can be really, really traumatic. It can make the world to fall like a pack of cards.
Right.
It can make one to lose appetite. It can make one to lose sense of ration.
Right.
It can make one to become unwholesomely verbally aggressive.
Wow.
Physically aggressive. And even to some degree, commit suicide or manslaughter. I can tell you all of this for free. So it depends on who is involved. And it depends on what are the issues of concern to such person.
Right.
And let me quickly add, one man's need is another man's poison. Don't let us feel that that person is not crazy. Psychologists don't come to conclusion or jump to it, except thorough psychological assessment and interviews have been done to elicit psychodiagnosis and treatment. In all of this, heaven will not fall. Heaven will not fall. But it will fall when one is not interacting with the appropriate professional.
Right.
Trained, qualified, and experienced in similar things. Thank you.
Dr. Sombe, let me quickly stay on the line, sir. Thank you, sir, for holding the line. I just had to quickly do some housekeeping. Let me read a message here. We're almost due for a break, and our second guest is here. This person says that they would like to remain anonymous. I don't understand the English, but this is what they wrote.
Maybe try to paraphrase and express it in your own way.
Yeah, it's hard to do that when you don't even understand what is written. But they're saying that something about their wife as a result of challenge, a guide. Okay, let's leave it. Please resend the message. I mean, I would have to understand it first before the paraphrasing can come in. So please resend it so we can get you very, very clearly. Dr. Sombe, please stay on the line. We're going to head out. We're going to take a break right now. And then we'll start taking in comments and thoughts from people who may want to share a few things with you. And please join us again in Lagos. We'll be back in a moment. Yeah.
is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we are back. If you're watching online, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to watch, please go to Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also check out our live stream on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. I'm Sharif Quadri. I have joining us Dr. Mustafa Tony Sombe, clinical health psychologist. He joins us via the telephone. And Mr. Wemimo Odumosu is here. He's a certified evaluation counselor, CDC chairman, Suleri Constituency 1. He joins us live in the studio this morning. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Apologies for the stress we put you through this morning.
That's okay. I know it's part of the job.
Yeah. You
know. It's all right. Thank you. I'm so sorry for coming late. The Lagos traffic.
Yeah.
You know, usually make something like this happen once in a while. So I'm really, really sorry.
We're glad to have you here. We're so glad to have you here. Let's pick it up from where we left off. Let's move on to the next level of the conversation, gentlemen. We're going to start with how this can be handled. Here's the reason. Quite a number of people are listening to us right now. They understand what we're talking about. Perhaps what they're looking for is how can they get over it. Some of them, they can never love again. Some of them, they've tried effortlessly. They've tried, not effortlessly, but with so much hard work. But they can't seem to love again. Even when love is staring them in the face, like, they can't seem to have feelings for another person because of their previous experiences. They may be married. Yes, they may have kids. They may have children. But you see, that genuine, true affection for another person is lacking. And they are wondering, is that healthy? So let's pick it up from there. Well, let me start with you as to What are those things that someone can do to begin to, if they want to walk their way back into that first feeling that they had before that heartbreak?
Well, you see, in a relationship, there has to be a foundation. We are treating this particular topic whereby a woman will experience a shock after she find out that, oh, the man she trusted so much, perhaps involved in infidelity activities. You need a man to be extremely polite, gentle, and there are some attributes. Everything must be foundational. You see, it has to do with what the woman know about the man. You know, it has to do with how a man has been treating a lady from the onset. That even after the woman will now experience that shock or find out something about the man.
Yeah.
Most of the attributes, she already know the man for
those qualities that she's familiar with about the man.
Yes. It will begin to seep in and begin to remember the man for who he really was, you know. And then the man too must be a man that knows how to handle a woman. He must be able to establish a respect for the woman, you understand? So it's like a deficit, good quality relationship that the man is not for. So it will be a lot easier. So you will find out that the woman itself will begin to use those qualities to now begin to judge the man and said, okay, maybe it was just a mistake. But you see, when a man does not have all these qualities and she does not have anything to fall back on.
Nothing appealing about the man
after the shock eventually came about, then that is when it becomes a difficult issue for the woman to be able to cope with. You know, so it's very, very important for men to understand that women are special species that they need to treat as such. You know, whereby you don't have all this quality, it becomes very difficult.
You know, I'm pained. I'm really pained because you're making it look like it's only men that cheat, and that is not fair. How about in the case where the man is the recipient of this? What should the man be remembering?
Well, again, you see, because men are wired to be able to handle shock. Yes. We are strong. And we forgive easily. Women's mind are deeper than men. You see, because men faces a lot of difficulties most of the time, women will not be able to cope with, you understand? So how a man will handle this kind of shock in a relationship, they will quickly deal with the situation and then find a way to be able to cope with it. It's easier for men to cope with.
Easier for men that would pick up a call in their next girlfriend, where are you? Yeah, do a video, let me see where you are.
Exactly.
Is that moving on? Or it has heightened their sense of insecurity because of their experience.
No, see, men, we have ego.
Yeah.
And we will not allow, because a woman disappointed or involved with infidelity, then that will now throw us or lead us into stress disorder. It's very rare.
Yeah. Now, I get your point now. Yeah. So it's rare for men to get to that point.
Yeah, to that point, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Sombe, what's your position on this?
It's not rare.
Dr. Sombe said it's not rare that men do get into stress disorder.
Most men are into substance use, are into alcohol due to relationship issue. Essentially, infidelity. Or subconsciousness of infidelity.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get what I mean.
You're saying most men take to substance use.
Most men take to what Mr. Odumotu was talking about. Men are strong and that is facade, smoke screen, masking, pretending, and snowballing into hanging out, visitation to Harlot. Bringing in SDI home.
SDI.
All of these are dynamic. Men are human beings like women. And it is not only men that are involved in infidelity. I think we should clarify that.
Let's talk about working our way back. What should be done? What can the parties or the party involved, mostly affected party now?
Personally, that should have been a pre-marital counseling where personality assessment of the two individuals planning to get into marriage and like, I guess that was what himself was talking about, foundation
the personality, yes. Okay. All right. So how about in the event that they are not married? I mean, they are not even planning to get married. So this has happened. How do they handle it?
So many ways. Either self-referral, community referral to a professional. But let us be careful, again, not to fall into the hands of quack. I want to tell you that quack are everywhere in all professions, engineering, nursing, including psychological services.
True.
That is why the clients have the right to ask questions about the therapist background, training, certification, and qualification.
Right.
Because psychological injury may never heal.
They never heal.
At PISD.
Oh.
It can always flashback. The issue of anger, rage, tendency to want to revenge, you know, trust, you know, all these are issues and dynamics. They're talking about treatment. PISD can be treated using biological, psychological, social, spiritual modalities.
Right.
Biological, when the psychologist has done effective assessment and felt like this person requires some medication, he referred to the psychiatrist to see and see what.
Right.
It comes back to the psychologist to retool and engineer the individual in terms of cognitive restructuring.
Re-engineer the individual.
Yes, engineering the thought, thinking, thus leading to adaptive feelings and adaptive behavior. Instead of the previous one, adaptive behavior. We have seen that it is not in issues of marriage alone.
Right.
That these need to come up.
True, true.
Even friends feel themselves on suspiciousness that somebody or caught in the act of infidelity.
True.
Foreign acid. All of these are issues. That person who is calling at it,
right.
When you now sit the person down, that is this your first relationship? More often than not, that is not.
It's not. Yes, Dr. Sombe, thank you for sharing that thought. Before I come to Mr. Wemimo in the studio, let's take some calls, right? We'll get some thoughts in. We hear from people. And then would try to answer a few questions. Then we can wrap up on the conversation this morning. Okay, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. If you got questions for my experts this morning, feel free to come in. And you can be anonymous if you want to be anonymous. Please feel free to be anonymous. Would love to hear from you. I can see comments on social media as well. I'll take as many as we can on the show today. And please, maybe you shouldn't, you know, mount your questions on top of one another. Maybe one question is okay because of time, so we can get to as many as possible. Huh? Thank you. Good morning to you. I think we lost that call. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning. My question is more of a question. How do you attend to a situation whereby your trust has already been broken and the person has already developed paranoia towards the partner? What can the partner do to fix it back?
You mean a partner that you're still with? Oh, yeah, she's gone. Dr. Sambai, did you get that? Like, a trust is broken already, but I'm guessing you're still with a partner. So you have this paranoia. You're paranoid all the time about whatever the person does. And she wants to know, what can that person do?
It depends on the individual. That is why psychologists don't advise. We interact, open the window, and let our friends see which parts to follow. For example, this individual who is still staying with their partner, is she interested in continuing to stay with the partner? She must have a reason.
Right.
Why?
Right. Right.
What are you talking about? These are highlighted. How is this person filling in any gap for you? Do you think the person knows that you are hurting at all? Because one man's meat is another man's poison. And like psychology, we look at each case on its own. And that is why we emphasize individual differences.
Right.
Let me shock you further and tell you this for free.
Shock me.
As many as we are on the surface of the earth,
yeah.
No two thumbprints are the same.
Hmm.
And that is how my mood, each and every one of us can be different in one way or the other.
Right.
Yoruba will say Ontong Papa Baletu Omolefi. In other words, what the dad is frowning or crying about,
right,
the child could just be laughing, be jesting about it. I'll give you another one. You can't only show me the bad jokes or my, me bad then keep your wo or my keep your call. If you want to catch a money baggy, tell the person in the money baggy that you found a suitor for her. But if you tell the baggy that you have a suitor for her, he will ask you to know. I don't know if it's really different.
That's right. That's right,
these
doctor.
These are issues that psychologists will handle. And because I believe in the apocentric philosophy to psychological dynamics, I have to continue to grow in that area and continuously learning.
Like so
these are dynamics.
Thank you.
And we don't have a straight jacket.
Thank you.
To fit in everybody. No.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for explaining that in detail. But we need to begin to wrap up now. Mr. Oyemo, I can see that you wanted to add something the other time.
Yes. If I have to go proverbial like Dr. Sambe,
yeah.
In the Yoruba, they said, Tia ba tori epo jeshu, atori shuje epo.
Yes.
In other words, just like he said, a man that have always been secure appearance of a woman with all the qualities and every attributes that a woman needs. When this particular thing happens, she begins to appease herself and remember what she used to know the man for. A man must respect a woman. A man that has always been treating a woman very nice, she probably wouldn't have built up so many things against the man. Unlike somebody who has no these particular qualities. And then, yes, you now brought about this shock upon her. That's a recipe for disaster.
How should she then handle it? How, apart from looking at the qualities now, in the event that
let us be the professional, let us be the psychology.
Right. So Dr. Sabe, please hold on. How should she handle it in the case where the man has, or maybe she's even tried to look at the attributes, the qualities that you mentioned, but then she's still being tortured. She's in pain.
Then it not left for the man to assist her, especially when you have to accept that mistake. You see, a woman just like a man to own up. And don't let it take too much time before you own up to that mistake. You know, and then when you begin to assist her, the way you now approach the matter, then she can easily relate to those attributes she's used to, you know.
Do you think she can move on even after the appeal?
Oh, perfectly well, yes. She can definitely move on, especially when her happiness has always been secure in that relationship.
Do you think moving on means healing then?
Yes.
Like she's moved on, so she's healed.
Yes, she I mean, those things, you know. I use the word a woman's happiness. Ordinarily supposed to be secure in a relationship. And if those ones has always been there, it will be easy for her to begin the healing process after that shock upon her. But the man needs to own up, needs to assist her to
What is the role of the experts in this case, like a psychologist, like a professional counselor, for instance?
The truth of the matter is, a psychology, we always look for the best way out of the situation. And they use the best practices to encourage you to adopt a particular technique in order for you to begin the healing process, you know. Because when you're in front of a doctor, you know, what they represent is for you to be healed. It's for you, for them to solve your problem. So when somebody who either to suffer this particular disorder, stress disorder, and you are in front of a psychologist. He is not the party to your problem, but he represents the solution to that problem. You see, when you cite a solution, you open your mind, your heart, to want to listen.
Is their involvement integral? That's my question. Like, is it important to finding that solution apart from the lady or the man seeing the good qualities?
It's absolutely important, their involvement, you understand. And that is why, when you look at it religiously, you find out that most of our women, whenever they have problem, they tend towards the pastor.
Yeah, it's that's also part of where we're supposed to go. But Mr. Oimo, I'm very sorry we're out of time. Dr. Sombe, I'm very, very sorry we're out of time. I don't know if we can do this again next week. I'm not exactly sure. No, we can't. We're talking dental care next week. But Dr. Sombe, is it okay if we do this second week of May? Is that okay?
Just put me on notice. All right.
We'll do that. Mr. Oimo, we'll have to have you back as well so we can look at all the areas, you know, whether these people contribute or complicate issues, the religious houses, the elders, and all of those things. We don't know what these victims are going through. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on the show today. We have to go now. Lagos, that's our show. I'm Sheriff. Good morning to you.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a